Good afternoon. I'm Karen Brown, WVAS News. The man wanted in connection with a shooting spree in Auburn that left three people dead and three others wounded has surrendered to police. Desmonte Leonard turned himself in to federal marshals in Montgomery last night. Auburn Police Chief Tommy Dawson held a press conference a short time later. He began by directing his remarks to the families.
I know you young men won't be coming home, but hopefully this arrest will give you some closure. It's not over. We're going to continue to investigate this case. We're going to move forward. It's a new day tomorrow, but we'll never forget the victims in this case. We'll never forget what happened last Saturday night.
Dawson was effusive in his praise of the Montgomery Police Department, the U.S. Federal Marshals, and other law enforcement agencies that assisted in the case. Leonard has been charged with three counts of capital murder and two counts of assault. The three killed in the shooting spree Saturday night in Auburn were current and former Auburn University football players. Head football coach Gene Chizik spoke publicly about the tragedy for the first time yesterday.
The whole Auburn community, the whole Auburn family is devastated. In the passing of three young men, we're devastated that two of the young men we obviously know very well, Darius Phillips and Ed Christian. It's just hard to put into words the difficulty that a lot of people are facing right now.
A candlelight vigil is being planned for Thursday on the lawn of the university's Sanford Hall. A funeral service for Ladarius Phillips will be held Friday in Roanoke. Also Friday is the funeral for Demario Pitts. A church in Lochapoka is the site for that service. And on Saturday, Ed Christian will be remembered in Valdosta, Georgia. Federal authorities have arrested former Fort Deposit police officer Carlos Tyson Bennett on charges accusing him of stealing money from motorists on Interstate 65 in central Alabama and trying to conceal the criminal activity. Rob Taylor has details.
The 36-year-old Greenville resident was arrested Tuesday on a federal indictment. The Justice Department announced that he is charged with one count of conspiracy against rights, four counts of deprivation of rights under color of law, and three counts of obstruction of justice. The indictment alleges he was involved in four thefts involving $100 to $200 per victim. Bennett's father, who's also named Carlos Bennett, said his son remained in jail Tuesday night and the family had no comment on his arrest. Rob Taylor, WVAS News.
Thank you, Rob. The Bama Jam 2012 Music Festival, expected to draw thousands of music fans from across the country to southeast Alabama, opens Thursday at noon. The Dothan Eagle reports that 61 musical performances are planned during the three-day festival just north of Enterprise. Country music artist Tim McGraw highlights Thursday's lineup. The Zac Brown Band headlines Friday night, and Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock will close out the festival on Saturday evening. Some campers began to trickle into the on-site campground Tuesday afternoon, which is expected to be a boost to the region's economy. A well-known, respected, and liked veteran newscaster died this morning. John Beans was the public affairs director for Alabama Public Television, but was probably best known for his work as an anchor for the statewide network's news program, Capital Journal. The native of Marion, Alabama, graduated from the University of Alabama and Auburn University at Montgomery. Beans leaves a wife and two daughters. Right now in the capital city, it's 83 degrees, partly cloudy, highs around 90. Tonight, clear, lows in the upper 60s. On Thursday, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. On Thursday night, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the upper 60s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.com. I'm Karen Brown, WVAS News.